In the spotlight tonight, Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox's outrageous claim that the horrific murder of gay man Matthew Shepard was not a hate crime. She called the portrayal of this crime as an attack based on his homosexuality a hoax. What? Listen to this shocker.
That young man was killed in the commitment of a robbery. It wasn't because he was gay. The bill was named for him. The hate crimes bill was named for him. But it's really a hoax that continues to be used as an excuse for passing these bills.
Newsflash, Congresswoman, Matthew Shepard was murdered because he was gay. One of his killers admitted luring Matthew into his truck by pretending to be gay. He was tied up, beaten, and left for dead on a remote wooden fence. Fox's comments came during a debate as the House passed a bill to expand the definition of hate crimes to include violence motivated by sexual orientation. Fox has since said the word hoax was a poor choice of a word, you think? And she claimed she got bad info from a news report. Oh, yeah, blame the media. Joining me, Michael Busto, entertainment columnist for The Village Voice. What shocked me the most is that the congresswoman made these remarks right in front of Matthew Shepard's mother. What is going on in her mind?
As if Judy Shepard hasn't suffered enough. First of all, Jane, Virginia Fox with two X's sounds like a porn star to me. If she were a drag queen, she'd be Virginia Ham. That's totally off the beaten track here. Look, she used whatever her name is. She used bad sourcing, bad choice of words, hoax, and then a terrible apology by saying, if I've offended somebody. Yes, you have.
Oh, my God. Matthew Shepard's mother, Judy Shepard, rejected Representative Fox's clarification that the word hoax was a poor choice of a word. Here is what she said on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show.
It's apologizing for semantics, not for her sentiment or actually what she said, her insensitivity and her ignorance. Anyone who's done any research into what happened to Matt know that it was a hate crime.
That poor articulate woman, I mean, she's really handled this gracefully. In a weird way, did this callous, dismissive comment by this congresswoman actually highlight the importance of this legislation and illustrate why it's necessary?
Absolutely, and this is not to trivialize this, but this is kind of similar to the Miss California USA incident where she made that, I think, dumb remark, and that has kind of spearheaded so much sympathy for the gay and lesbian movement. In this case, Virginia was way out of line, and the Matthew Shepard murder is, Jane, as you know, it's a modern landmark event in the gay community, not just the tragic incident itself, but the symbolism that it took on as an example of the hate that's out there against some gay people and how it can't go unpunished.
Now, some people are calling on this congresswoman to resign. I think at the very least she needs to take a vacation, go to Wyoming and visit that fence where he was tied up, severely beaten, and left to languish there, left for dead for 18 hours. Wouldn't that be a nice trip for her?
Yeah, I think she should pose as a gay man. I think she could pass and walk around a small town like that and see how popular you can be. More likely, I think she should go to one of these states that's now adopting gay marriage and join in the celebrations.
All right.
I don't think she should step down, nor do I think Miss California should step down.
We don't like to tease people, but sometimes they're just asking for it.
Oh, I love you, Jane. You're even angrier than I am.
If you can dish it out, you got to be able to take it. Michael, thank you. New evidence released in the Casey Anthony case. My expert panel will analyze Casey.